Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Good evening. With me tonight is Lauren Spence, Assistant Vice President of Easton, Phillipsburg, and Bath Initiatives for the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
Thank you for having us.
She was kind enough to bring along Steve Ellis, the mayor of the town of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Welcome.
That's correct. Thank you.
Well, let's jump right into this. Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. This is an interesting story because you're a New Jersey city.
How does this work? Well, you know, I will tell you that the greater Lehigh Valley does end at Phillipsburg. You know, there's actually a wall right when you come through Union Square. It's the end of the greater Lehigh Valley. But fortunately, Lauren and Tony Iannella, when I first came into office, reached out and said, you know, we want you to participate in the greater Lehigh Valley. And it was one of the most important things that I did on instinct, because I will tell you, the dynamic of Phillipsburg was kind of, we're okay. And I saw something different. We're not okay. You know, Easton, Bethlehem, and Allentown are boom towns. And you kind of go across the bridge and it was dark and hardly any activity. Being exposed to the greater chamber has broadened my thoughts beyond what, you know, the benefits that I thought would be there.
Lauren, what are some of the things that you think Steve realized when he became a member of the chamber?
Sure. Well, speaking from the chamber's perspective, it really is an excellent partnership. There are thriving businesses in Phillipsburg, and as Mayor Ellis mentioned, the greater Lehigh Valley with Easton, Bethlehem, Allentown, and beyond is absolutely thriving. So to be able to connect Phillipsburg to that energy has just been, it's been excellent, and we're thrilled to be partnering with Mayor Ellis and the entire town.
Mayor, what are some of the things that surprised you?
Surprised me, of course, was the innovation in the greater Lehigh Valley, the chamber, their ability to bring different elected officials together and corporate officials together and professionals together, and the resources they brought to the table. I'll give you an example. I was at one of the chamber events at the Bethlehem Hotel and talking with another mayor in the greater Lehigh Valley, and he said, hey, I want to share something with you. And he shows me this pilot tape of his town, Carbon County, I think it was. And they did a promotion on video. Hey, I ran home. I got a hold of Mark Rita Productions. I got $20,000 rounded up of non-taxpayer money, by the way. And we now have a promotional video for Phillipsburg that is capable of sending chills down your spine. You know, it was done very well. And so if we have a prospective investor in the town, that tape goes out right away.
Mm-hmm. How do we see it?
Well, it can be, it's a CD is what it is, not a tape, pardon me. And I have it up on my mayor's webpage. If you go to Stephen Ellis Mayor, you'll find that. That tape now has been, or that CD, pardon me, has become so important. Give you an example. You may or may not know, Phillipsburg is now the home of one of the largest brownfield restorations in the United States of America. Who would have ever thought that would happen?
I don't know that.
It's the largest. It's actually the largest development project in 2019 in the entire country, located right in Phillipsburg.
Bridgepoint I-78 Logistics will end up with 3.2 million square feet of logistics warehouse and manufacturing.
This is part of the Ingersoll Rand?
That's correct.
Land.
Yeah. And now back to the chamber. The chamber was there at that site for ribbon cutting.
The groundbreaking.
And professionalized and created so much excitement. It brought the benefits of this new development out and about the greater Lehigh Valley, because we're going to need a workforce.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a $43 million project?
It is.
In the neighborhood of that?
Yes, it is. At 3.2 million square feet when we're done, every 60,000 square feet's a job. And the first round of hiring in one building that's up already, a million square feet, will be up to 500 people.
That was something important that you said. How many square feet equals a job?
60,000 square. Every 60,000 square feet is a job. So divide that by 3.2 million.
Well, that's a win.
A big win. But again, we celebrated that with the chamber, and that went out across the greater Lehigh Valley, which is,
correct.
It would have been in town, you know, with a few of our friends standing
sure.
around. So again, that benefit of the greater Lehigh Valley spread that word. Maybe that's how it became the biggest project. I don't know how effective Lauren is, but this is a rebirth of Phillipsburg.
And do you have companies to go into those warehouses yet?
They're coming. Yes, they are. We just I met with the investors in Piscataway about 2 months ago. First round of hiring could be 300, and at peak season, 500. That's one building. And then there's another building underway that's another 500,000, a half a million square feet. And then the third building goes up in what we call phase one, which is 900,000. Think of the jobs. I'm actually worried that we're not going to be able to bring a workforce in when before our unemployment rate was terrible. It was awful.
And this is a prime example of where our partnership with the town of Phillipsburg, the Chamber of Commerce, comes into play. So we have a great relationship with workforce development boards, mm-hmm. CareerLink. So absolutely going to work to be a resource with them. Our public policy team we have a transportation committee. So I was actually just speaking with Mayor Ellis before we came in here about wanting to connect him with them, because I know that is a concern for some of the people coming
concern.
Into that property, is how do you get the workforce in here?
And is Pennsylvania law the same as New Jersey law when you're talking about employees?
Sure. Yeah. Matter of fact, the corporation that's looking at the first building wanted to hear about Easton, Bethlehem, and Allentown. They had this false impression that they were all boom towns and everybody has jobs. They said, no, that's not necessarily true. I always like something that Mayor Panto says, we're a regional economy.
So in general terms, how many jobs might you be creating in Phillipsburg?
3,000.
And, of course, that translates into where will they live? They need a place to live. Building starts.
So well said. Right now, Phillipsburg has 750 vacant and abandoned buildings. What I want as a mayor is to get the word out that there are good jobs in Phillipsburg, and there's that, you know, extra revenue that people can start spending, which doesn't exist right now. But more importantly, you will see our infrastructure values go mm-hmm. up. And just out of speculation right now, there's a lot of investors coming into Phillipsburg.
There are. And that's been attractive to the business community. I mean, in the past few months alone, we've done so many ribbon cuttings. We just joined mm-hmm. the new brewery that's coming in. They're hoping to open in the next couple of months, Invertase Brewing. So we're really excited by the thriving business community that we're mm-hmm. seeing come into Phillipsburg.
Just to give you an idea of what Lauren's talking about is that we have the Invertase Brewery, mm-hmm. which is might hook up with the Delaware River train excursions to do a Phillipsburg Pale Ale.
Which we'll talk
run.
About.
Yeah. And we have, we've received a medical marijuana license. I'm kind of not really sure how that's all going to play out. It's retail. On Main Street, we have a lot of people from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Investors from Brooklyn are migrating to Phillipsburg. Brooklyn's become, I guess, went through a redevelopment period or sort of a gentrification. I don't like that word, but
they're coming into Phillipsburg.
Well, with money.
They see Phillipsburg as a good place to put money in play.
They do.
They
well
see the
said.
Renaissance that has gone on throughout the valley. I mean, if you look across the bridge over to Easton, another community in which I work very closely, you see the development that has gone in there in the past 10 years is remarkable. So people see that. They're attracted to that. Mm-hmm. And then they look across the bridge and they see this untapped potential. And they see Phillipsburg as the next big wave.
Well, so the sister city, mm-hmm. The second city, and it can happen. It's going to happen.
Now, the big question is, when there's Bacon Fest going on, does the smell of bacon waft over to the Phillipsburg area?
Have our own pork-themed yeah. festival that we've taken complete ownership of over in Phillipsburg. It's called Pork Roll Palooza, and this is the third annual one coming up this October 12th. The first year that we held this event, it was massive all over social media. I think, how many people did they?
30,000 people.
Yeah, that's
the
what
most
our
people
fire company estimated.
Ever assembled in Union Square.
It was incredible.
Within Phillipsburg. It just, and I think we even scared Mayor Panto a little bit. But Lauren, again, the chamber was there working with all our organizers, and it went off without a hitch, and it was just unbelievable to see the people coming from east into Phillipsburg across the bridge.
It's an amazing event.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to make any mayor smile. You know, it's like that New Hope Lambertville dynamic.
That's
the
vision.
I'm not sure if you know. Yeah, that is the vision. Thank you, Lauren. Absolutely.
I noticed that you talked about on the website, CVS, Chamois Shine, Bourbon Street Liquors, the Riverview at Delaware Station, and the former Ahearts Markets as viable projects. And it says they're in various states of renovation or expansion. Or what does this mean in various states? Where are these businesses?
Well, I will tell you this, that they're all active, and as far as I know, construction schedules are this summer. CVS got a little behind because there was a permit problem with NJDEP, but that's all taken care of now.
But Bourbon Street's open.
Bourbon Street is open and doing well.
Chase Bank
open. Thank you. All this stuff happens and I forget to
forget. Well, we do their ribbon cuttings.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
There is. And that Route 22 corridor attracted a lot of investment. And I will admit I was surprised, because sometimes it just is fate, right? And sometimes it's a product of your work, you know. But Bridgepoint, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, the largest development. I know people are looking at that because they're going to reap the benefits of all those employees.
It's on the national spotlight.
Yes, it is. So CVS, Chamois Shine, you might consider them small, but they're jobs for high school kids.
If it's open, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Lauren, we know that economic development is your bailiwick here. Mayor, did you realize that you'd be involved with economic development as much as you are?
You know what? That was a goal, Greg. When I came into office and saw as Lauren explained, the massive expansion of Easton, you know, the renaissance of Easton, my biggest question to everyone was, what didn't happen in Phillipsburg? What's the deal here? You know, it doesn't make sense. And
the bridge should be shorter.
Yeah. And I will tell you this, that one thing I knew right away from my experience in the Park Service being all over the state and seeing other towns go through rebirths and or decline, you know, not everyone works. Not every project works. I knew Phillipsburg needed one thing, and it needed it fast. And that was a large influx of wealth and investment. So we went after that. We did chase that hard with the governor's office, and even you know, Senator Cory Booker came down to stump for us. And the riverfront, I think, probably drew the most attention because it got a lot of local press. Mm-hmm. But then here comes Bridgepoint. Here comes, you know, U.S. Senator Cory Booker giving us an opportunity zone like the NIS in Allentown. And it all came together.
You're listening to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, your host, and we'll be right back after this message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
You are listening to On Every Main Street. I'm joined by Lauren Spence.
Hello.
Lehigh Valley Chamber and Mayor Steve Ellis from the town of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. We were talking about choo-choos on the break. We got a lot going on with small trains, big trains. Can you elaborate on that, please? What's your goal?
Sure. So the trains are obviously a huge part of Phillipsburg's history and a huge draw for tourism. How many people would you estimate come to Phillipsburg every year just to ride our trains?
120,000 people come from all over the East Coast, as far north as the New England states. To the west, we'll get Virginia, Pennsylvania. You'll get New York, Long Island, the Hamptons. They come from all over. And it is a huge attraction. To give you an idea, during the Polar Express, 30,000 people walked down our main street. And I think the revenues derived from that, just from the company, is like $1.2 million. Not many people know this, you know, because it's Phillipsburg, and we're not known for that kind of, you know, visitation right now. But it's there.
Today you are.
Today we are. That's right.
And this is great for all our downtown businesses. I mean, these families come off the trains. They're hungry. They want to visit our shops, our restaurants, get some food, warm up with their families during the Polar Express, or cool off during the heat of Thomas the Tank Engine in the summer.
Explain to me how the small train works with the big train.
This is exciting, Greg. This is very exciting. It really is to me. Phillipsburg, as you know, the history of it. The Morris Canal, of course, started the transportation of the rich Pennsylvania coal and ore to New York City, built New York City. And then the trains came and put the Morris Canal out of business. Phillipsburg was a hub for the state of New Jersey. They went to Jersey City, Morristown, Bayonne, Newark, and continued to help build New York and the urban centers. So, yes, there's a lot of excitement about trains in Phillipsburg, the choo-choos. The Phillipsburg Railroad historians approached me and wanted to extend their gauge train further towards the Delaware River.
And when you're talking about gauge, you're talking about the size of the track.
Yeah, you got it. It's the narrow track,
right?
The very narrow track. And we jumped all over it. A couple calls to transit. We got to hold the right people. We got to lease the land for them. Their track is all together. So the way we see it as a visitor coming to Phillipsburg is, hey, hop on the small train with your child, with your children, right? We'll have a Santa on there, and I'm sure in the winter. It will take you to the big train, which eliminates all that
congestion
with parking, because we, you know, we're kind of tight downtown. But that would be a one-of-a-kind recreational opportunity, I will tell you, on the East Coast.
Well, and in addition, at the Phillipsburg Railroad Historians Facility, they have a completely free railroad museum where
they have
all these incredible vintage materials and whistles and uniforms from the glory days of the railroad in Phillipsburg, and it's completely free.
And rail cars that go back to World War II.
Okay, folks, if you have kids that are into Thomas the Train and all the things that go along with this, this is something you have to see.
Definitely.
Absolutely, positively.
One of Phillipsburg's best-kept secrets.
It really is, and there were some adjustments we had to make to get people in the street, because they weren't really on the street. There was a lot of transportation issues, and now people are walking on the streets.
And how does this work with you recently becoming approved to be nominated? You were nominated.
Right.
And approved to be a federal economic opportunity zone.
Well, I will tell you this. It is complicated. I will let you know, but Senator Booker kept this in mind. He remembered Phillipsburg. I remember getting a letter from the senator saying, Mayor, you need to get moving with this right away. Call Governor Murphy. He knows about it. I've just nominated you to be a federal opportunity zone. Not knowing much about the rules and regulations, the governor's office coached us the best they could. We officially received it, and now every single investor that comes, you know, in or around Phillipsburg has been very well versed in that federal opportunity zone. It's, again, similar to the NIS in Allentown and the tax abatements in Bethlehem. But it was how can I say it? It is the icing on the cake for the downtown, because that's what it covers in our hill area. If you could look at South Bethlehem, how the casino is starting to redevelop neighborhoods, that opportunity zone will give developers a reason to come to Phillipsburg.
So you're in Phillipsburg, and all of a sudden you have the governor and a senator, and they're standing on a river.
And a congressman. Congressman Tom Malinowski, you know, has...
Who does monthly meetings.
He does.
Yeah.
That's what
Greg,
I was about
you know
to say.
Everything. You really do.
And that's helpful.
Yeah, and Senator Booker just, like, might have been a little jealous. He just jumped on that train, no pun intended. And he's opened up an office in my, you know, in my municipal building now once a month.
Fantastic.
And he's getting great resident participation. They're coming and they're asking important questions.
Well, it's such a benefit, Lauren,
for our town.
I thought it would be the mayor didn't lower the flag or I didn't fill a pothole, and it was about veterans' benefits. It was about taxes. It was about federal programs. I was tickled pink, and the other important part was the reps that came in for the U.S. Senator and the New Jersey Congressman didn't have a chance to have lunch. So the point is there hasn't been a federal or congressional office, a senator's or a congressional office in Phillipsburg since 1960.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
You're
on the map again. You have a new greenway, or you're developing your greenway a little bit to make it more attractive to families and communities. Can you tell me how that came about?
Sure. Well, Chamber was involved.
We all want these, but they're not easy to start. The momentum is difficult to get going.
My experience from the Park Service was watching the Morris Canal Greenway be reconstructed from, not Phillipsburg, but from about, let's say, Greenwich all the way back to Jersey City. As a matter of fact, Jersey City just got $4 million to get over the extension. Mayor Steve Fulop is all for this urban trail system, and it will come all the way back to Phillipsburg, which was the start of the Morris Canal. And so what we have a deal with the mayor of Jersey City, we're going to meet in the middle and cut the ribbon if we live that long. But here's the important part of this. The Morris Canal, the Lehigh Canal, and the Delaware Canal at one time connected Easton, New Hope, Jim Thorpe, everyone to Phillipsburg. Canal closed. That kind of died off. This recreational greenway will do that again. People love crossing water and crossing bridges, and I think it could be a spectacular attraction. Look at Jim Thorpe, you know.
On occasion, I will drive to Newark to the airport and go through out of my way to go through your area because it's fun to go through that area. Mm-hmm. It's nice to get off the highway and take a little bit of time and smell the roses, if you will. This is a great way to get from here to there if you don't mind taking a little bit of a detour.
Exactly. And to bring in that type of outdoor recreation into a town like Phillipsburg is going to bring in, you know, people from other locations and states. I will tell you, if we get this Norfolk and Southern Bridge, the abandoned bridge, the third bridge down from Easton to Phillipsburg, there's that connection to Phillipsburg without trying. And, I was so surprised that U.S. Congressman Tom Malinowski actually assigned one of his staff to get that bridge. The congressman's on the Federal Transportation Commission and the Railroad Commission. And so we lucked out. And
you have infrastructure things going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mayor Panto and I, that is a goal, is to get that bridge and reconnect those, you know, those greenways.
Now, are you able to draw money from both Pennsylvania and New Jersey for something like this?
Federal money. Yeah. There's different grants available, national trails grants and things like that, NRT grants, National Transportation grants. And that's why we work with the congressman, because we're going to need that kind of money. The money we used to build the trail that you're talking about, the section of the Morris Canal Greenway, actually didn't come from the taxpayers. It came from a fine in town from one of our industries. And the DEP said, hey, you know what? You don't have to pay us. Give it to the town of Phillipsburg and let them improve a resource. So that was scot-free. Of course, you know, there's going to be needs for revenue, but right now, we just got another one the other day for $23,000. One for 78, one for 23, to continue the trail that you spoke of.
Lauren, can you prioritize for me how you put these, all of these initiatives in order when you're out talking with people?
So, I mean, when we're talking with people, it really depends on the audience. If it's someone who's an investor coming in, or a person who's interested in opening a business, their needs and their wants are very different. But we do our best to stay abreast of all the goings-on. We work really closely with Mayor to know everything that's going on so that we can cater our response to what their wants and needs are.
So you do a needs analysis.
Sure.
For every group that you're speaking to.
Certainly try to.
Let's talk about on a grander scale. When people talk to you about Phillipsburg, Lauren, what are you most proud of?
The passion that that entire community has is incredible. It is a smaller community of the ones that I work in, but such a rich history. Everyone is so passionate about the tradition of Phillipsburg, and so it's hard not to find that energy contagious. I mean, personally, the Phillipsburg Chamber, we oversee a lot of the community events that go on in that community. Right now, we are in the midst of our Phillipsburg Summer Concert Series. So with that, we bring 8 completely free concerts, big name local bands, to the community, to the heart of our downtown business district in Chappelle Park, every Thursday night throughout summer. And we get so much community support. I mean, we get support from the town. We get different local businesses donating products. I mean, Will Spencer over at Warren Septic literally donates portable restrooms for us. And it's just great seeing the community really rally for that. But we do events all throughout the year. I know we're already gearing up for our Halloween parade coming up in October, where we start in Phillipsburg and we parade through our downtown over that free bridge and end up in the Circle of Easton. The parade's led actually by Mayor Ellis and Mayor Panto themselves.
Call me early. Make sure.
And you dress up.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, you throw candy out to the children.
I do throw candy out.
Safely
I get in
over to the
later.
Sidewalks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know that some kids get energized with candy and then the parents get a little upset, but they still do it.
Mayor, how about you? We have about a minute left. What are you most proud of?
My thoughts? Yeah. Most proud of right now is the fact that we stayed on track. You know, if something failed, say an investor didn't come to town, we didn't stop. You know, we put one foot in front of the other. And that's the Phillipsburg pride thing that Lauren talks about. Being involved in the sports program as, you know, a high school athlete. And we were taught by, you know, some of the best coaches, people like Thad Turner, you never quit. And I would leave you with this. We will not quit until the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY. Our guests have been Lauren Spence and Mayor Steve Ellis.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you for listening to WDIY. Thank you for listening to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or wdiy.org. Thank you.